Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Racheli Tawis, and today we are learning the Piyut, the liturgical poem within the Rosh Hashanah davening, V'chol Ma'aminim. We say this Piyut during Chazaras Hashatz, when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. It is the first Piyut after Kedusha. The refrain of this Piyut is V'chol Ma'aminim, all believe. We constantly state throughout this song that we believe in Hashem. We describe Him as all-knowing, as all-powerful, as everlasting, as just. This piyut has a double alphabetical motif. Every two lines include the same letter of the aleph bays. The first line of each verse begins with the letter He, the definite article, in which we make a statement saying, the one who. For example, the first statement is the one who grasps the attribute of justice. And a few lines down, the one who redeems from death and delivers from Gehenna. And further on, the statement, and the one who knows the inclination of all creatures. Now the second line of each verse begins with the phrase, V'chol ma'aminim, all believe that He. Meaning all believe, for example, that He is the God of faithfulness. That's one line. All believe that He examines thoughts. All believe that He is good to all. And this piyut is typically sung in responsive, that where the chazan says one line and the congregation says the refrain. Now, Rav Herschel Schechter reports that the Rav Soloveitchik, would not recite any piyutim during Rosh Hashanah davening except for this prayer, V'chol Ma'aminim. Wow, what a powerful prayer this must be. And in fact, it is one of the oldest liturgical poems we have, dating to the times of the Gaonim, which dates approximately the years 500 to 1000. So the question I want to ask is, what is this tefillah, stating our beliefs, what does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, the theme of the day is the coronation of Hashem as our king, where the theme of the day is Malchus. What does establishing Hashem's reign as our king and king of the world have to do with this poem where we sing about our beliefs? Belief is strongly tied to knowledge. Belief stems from knowledge. In Sefer Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, chapter 20, the Jewish people cry to and they fight with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen that they are dying of thirst and they need water in the wilderness. Moshe and Aaron turn to Hashem, who responds that they should speak to a rock and it will give forth water. Moshe and Aaron gather the people, but the end of the story is pretty well known, and Moshe instead lifts his staff and hits the rock twice, and water flows from it. Immediately, Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron and says, Ya'am lo he'emantem bi, lahakdisheni, le'enei b'nei Yisrael. But the Lord said to Moshe and Aaron, because you did not trust me enough to affirm my sanctity in the sight of the Israelite people, therefore you shall not lead this congregation into the land that I have given them. This verse, Numbers chapter 20, verse 12, has many, many commentaries deciphering what Hashem actually meant, why He was so upset by this, why Moshe and Aaron were unable to enter Eretz Yisrael because of this, etc. But I don't want to focus on that and on those questions today. What I want to focus on is the phrase within the pasuk, He'emantem. Hashem tells them, you don't believe in me. And Rabbeinu Chananel points out that Moshe and Aaron's mistake was that they told the Jewish people, listen up, listen, from this rock you will get water. And they did not say, which they should have said, Hashem will bring forth water from this rock. They should have given the people the correct knowledge that Hashem is the one who is behind this action, behind this miracle. And just like in the previous chapters, when they complained about food and Hashem brought down the slav, the quails, they said, Hashem will give you meat. In that case, they publicly announced that Hashem was bringing this miraculously bounty of fresh meat. But in this scene in chapter 20, what's known as Mei Meriva, Moshe and Aaron didn't publicly acknowledge Hashem. And that is what Emuna is about. And furthermore, Hashem continues. Hashem doesn't just say, you didn't have faith in me, you didn't acknowledge me. He says, Lo ha'amantem bi lahakdisheni le'enei b'nei Yisrael, meaning, you did not have faith in me to sanctify my name in the sight of the Jewish people. In this verse, we see the direct connection and relationship between faith and publicly sanctifying Hashem's name. Acknowledging Hashem, publicly having faith in Hashem, that is how we sanctify His name. And this is what we are doing in the period of V'chol Ma'aminim. We are listing statement after statement that we are believers and what we believe in about Hashem. We are sanctifying Hashem's name through this prayer. And what a better day to do this than on Rosh Hashanah, the day when Hashem is being proclaimed as our King. In Sefer Emunah V'Bitachon, written by the Chazon Ish, Rav Avram Yeshayahu Karlitz, he writes about Emunah and Bitachon. And in his first chapter on Emunah, he goes through the human body and how each of our limbs and our body parts serve a wonderful and wondrous purpose. And that enables us to be human. And that is what Emunah is about. Recognizing what we have, how we are created, how Hashem created us, and that gives us faith. It is the knowledge of the human body, even on a superficial level. You don't have to have an in-depth focus and degree in biology and anatomy. Just having knowledge of the human body, that gives us the source and foundation of emunah, of faith in Hashem. And furthermore, the Chazon Ish writes that ha'emunah hi haklali shel ve'alaha v'habitachon hamabat shel ha'ma'aminim al atzmo. Ha'emunah b'vchinas halacha v'habitachon b'vchinas ma'aseh. Meaning, emunah, faith, is the general approach of the believing person, and bitachon, trust, is the person's approach to himself, with faith being the theory and trust being the practice. And this is what we are doing when we sing the prayer of V'chol Ma'aminim. We are stating the theories. This is part of the proclamation of the day. Rosh Hashanah is the day all about coronating Hashem as King and declaring our acceptance of Him as King. On Rosh Hashanah, there are three sections within Shmoneh Esrei: Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Each section has paragraphs and tefillot and psukim related to those themes. And the piyut of V'chol Ma'aminim is placed within the Malchios section of Shmoneh Esrei. So how do we accept Hashem as King? By stating our emunah and our faith in Him and all of His attributes. In this piyut, we are stating the attributes, and we're stating we believe in Him and proclaiming and announcing that we believe in Him and in these attributes. So just to say a few from the piyut itself, we state, we believe that Hashem, He is the God of faithfulness who probes and examines hidden archives. We state Hashem is the sole judge and He is the true judge. He is patient and we believe He forgives. And following the rabbinic expression, Ein melech b'lo am, there is no king without a people. We illustrate this during the recital of this piyut. We are stating we are His people and we believe in Him and the attributes that we state. And as I mentioned earlier, this piyut is said responsively. The chazan initiates a phrase and the congregation recite a statement, which the chazan then repeats. And so the way this piyut is written is in a way where the chazan statement prompts the congregation to complete the phrase and initiate a new phrase, which may or may not be related thematically to that statement that was said before. And then the chazan responds before initiating a new phrase. So even the way we sing the piyut is in a way that unites us. We sing this piyut as a nation together because Ein melech b'lo am. There is no king without a people. And this piyut is all about us proclaiming and coronating Hashem. We do that as a nation together, and we do that by stating our belief in Him. Now, as opposed to the 13 animamins, which is something that we may say at the end of davening on a daily basis during the year, which are just their statements of ikarim. These are statements of the fundamentals of our religion. I believe that Mashiach is coming. I believe that Hashem is everlasting. I believe that Hashem created everything. And the purpose of those statements is to remind me, the one praying, what I believe in. And the 13 animamins is more like a statement of creed. I am a Jew and this is what I believe. In contrast, the piyut that we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'chol ma'aminim, is us saying, Hashem, we accept you as king. We know you do this and this, and this is your attribute. And on this day, we coronate and we accept you as king. And it is this prayer where we say these things that give the day its meaning of coronating Hashem. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Russa, Bas Rafal, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bas Rafal of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/YR for a list of our daily sponsors.